Rainbow Promise, based on Genesis 8 through 10. Month after month, Noah's family waits.
We've been in this ark for 6 months now. When will we ever see land again?
It could be another 6 months. And what will we find when we finally get out?
Finally, the water level begins to drop. The ark comes to rest on top of the mountains of Ararat.
I'll send out a dove. If it doesn't come back, we'll know it has found land.
The dove disappears from sight. Noah watches the sky. After long hours swirling through the sky, the dove returns. A few days later, Noah again sends out a dove, and it again returns.
An olive branch. That means some land must be dry again.
7 days later, Noah sends out a dove for the third time. This time, the bird does not return. It has found a place to nest. Noah and his family are anxious to leave the ark. They look every day for signs of dry land.
Look!
A little over a year after the flood started, Noah steps out onto dry land once more. Only 8 people have survived the flood. Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their sons' wives.
Oh, ground! How I've missed you!
The warm sun on my face, the grass under my feet. It feels wonderful.
Everything evil is gone. Through us, God is giving human beings a new start. We must obey God and teach everyone who follows us to obey.
The first thing Noah does is build an altar. He thanks God for his care and asks God's guidance to help the family make a new start. Then God makes a new wonder in the sky.
A rainbow!
For as long as the earth exists, there will always be a time to plant and a time to harvest. There will always be summer and winter, day and night. But never again will a flood destroy the whole earth.
It's beautiful. God is good.
Whenever people see a rainbow, they'll remember God's promise that a flood will never destroy the earth again.
In the years after the flood, Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their families move down to the river valleys. Their families grow larger. In time, the mountains and plains are dotted with the tents of shepherd tribesmen, and the rich river valleys with growing cities.
Week 3. A Rainbow Promise. Key verse. When I send clouds over the earth, the rainbow will appear in the clouds, and I will remember my covenant with you and with all living creatures. Never again will the floodwaters destroy all life. Genesis chapter 9, verses 14 to 15, NLT. X-ray vision. You think you'll remember it forever. The craziest roller coaster ride, your best birthday ever, scoring the winning goal, winning a big award. At the time, it feels bigger than anything in the world ever awesome. But then a month goes by, and a season, and a year. It's not that you totally forget, but other stuff happens. Your memory just sort of fades. You'd think Noah and his family would never forget something as crazy as the flood and floating around with all those animals. I'm sure they never forgot it completely, but life went on. Every new day put the flood farther into the past, except when they saw a rainbow. The rainbow was a reminder. It must have brought the memories flooding back to Noah and his family. Get it? Flooding back? Hey, Ham, remember how God took care of us during the flood? It even reminded God. And it still reminds us today of his goodness. We all need reminders. God later had his people set up rock towers to remind them of his miracles. Check out Entering the Promised Land in the Action Bible. Now we have the Bible to remind us. But we can also make notes and symbols to jog our memories too. Objects or items that help us go, oh yeah, that was so cool when God did that to help me. And if he took care of me then, he can do it again. Start to remember the past and build new courage for the future. Your mission. 1. Start a journal. Write down how God answers your prayers and helps you. Go back every so often to remember and get encouraged. 2. Rock a reminder. Start building a small tower in your yard. Write on flat rocks short reminders of good things God does and stack them. Hand-sized, flat river rocks work best. Thank God whenever you see it. 3. Build Noah's Ark. Use Legos, cardboard, wood, or any other supplies you have. Your debrief. What specific things make you think about God? What are your favorite memories? What things around you make you say, "Thanks, God, that was so cool"? Mission accomplished. What did you learn? What do you want to remember?